Secret documents reveal when he was the Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison asked ASIO to delay security checks on asylum seekers to prevent those who had arrived by boat from gaining permanent protection. The action is revealed in Cabinet documents obtained by the ABC. Mr Morrison was in the process of replacing the permanent protection visa with a 3-year temporary visa and wanted to prevent the boat arrivals from ever settling permanently in Australia. Political reporter Ashlyn McGee has this exclusive report.
The most compassionate thing you can do is stop the boats.
We must stop the boats.
My position is that we will stop the boats.
It's the catch cry that helped Tony Abbott win the election of 2013. And once elected, Mr Abbott charged his new Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, with doing exactly that.
We're going to stop the boats. That's our commitment to the Australian people. We couldn't have made it more clearly.
One of his first moves was to replace an asylum seeker's right to permanent protection in Australia with a visa that would only allow them to stay for 3 years, a temporary protection visa. The ABC has obtained Cabinet documents from September and October 2013. They're marked protected and sensitive and should have remained secret for at least 20 years. They reveal the Department of Immigration and Border Protection advised Mr Morrison that up to 700 asylum seekers must be granted permanent protection under the prevailing legislation. The minister was clearly concerned. He asked the department to detail the exact number that would be affected and whether he could confer an alternative visa. When his department came back with a range of mitigation strategies, the minister signed up. He agreed his secretary should write to the Director General of Security to ask ASIO to delay security checks so refugees would miss the deadline for permanent protection. That would mean refugees who'd cleared nearly all the hurdles and were expecting to start a new permanent life in Australia would only be allowed to stay for 3 years. The documents show if ASIO complied with the minister's request, about 30 extra refugees could be knocked back from getting permanent visas each week. It notes that ASIO wouldn't be bound by the request, and the documents don't reveal whether the security agency agreed to it.
Ashlyn McGee reporting, and in a statement, Scott Morrison says it was his policy and practice to put Australia's national security interests first. ASIO has also been contacted for comment.